All right. Hi, my name is Zakiron, and welcome to part two of my video and podcast, The Top 10 Master Keys of Health, Happiness, Vitality, and Longevity. All right, here we go. The purpose of life is joy. So the master key of health, happiness, and vitality, number one is, you guessed it, joy and fun. Because the purpose of life is joy. You are here for the joy and fun of creation and no other reason. So, because the purpose of life is joy, then of course the top, number one, and most important key to success at anything is joy and fun. Because that's why you're here on earth and why you want anything. And when you're having fun, you are in vibrational alignment with your desires, and then they can manifest. And when you're having fun, you're in alignment with your source. When you're in joy and having fun, you're in alignment with everything that you want. Money, relationships, love, more fun, abundance, and of course, health. So, if you want to stay healthy, then get happy and stay happy. And if your health is shit, then get happy and stay happy. Doesn't matter. In fact, you really don't need any other health keys, because when you are happy, you are in tune with your source, and you are naturally then guided by your source to do things that further support your health, wealth, abundance, relationships, etc. In other words, joy creates more joyful things to be joyful about. So, get happy, because that's the only reason you want anything in the first place, is to feel happy. All right. That leads us to master key of health number two, positive mindset, or getting the law of attraction working in your favor. Now, the law of attraction is unconditional and does not judge or differentiate between positive thoughts or negative thoughts. You are a creator, and you create every single nanosecond of your reality based upon your positive, unlimited, abundant, well-being, happy-oriented thoughts, which of course gives you more of that stuff, or your unlimited, negative, fear-based, lack-oriented thoughts. It's your choice. Now, the purpose of life is joy, and the basis of life is freedom, because you have been given the complete power and freedom to create whatever you desire to create in your life. And this is a universe of inclusion, not assertion. And every single physical condition you have, whether that physical condition is health and fitness and vitality, or that physical condition is disease, you created that condition through similar vibrational thoughts, or thoughts that have a similar vibration to them. In other words, if you have been diagnosed with an illness, you have it because you created it with your stinking thinking. So you've got to get your thinking right. You've got to recondition yourself to start thinking in more positive directions. You got to start thinking about what you do want rather than what you don't want. You got to start being, doing, and having things in your life that feel good. Now, I could go on and on about the subject of positive thinking, but that training is more extensively covered in my countless other videos and podcasts, especially my Daily Success Ritual series, which you can go get on my website at zakiron.com. But I highly recommend listening to Abraham videos channeled through Esther Hicks. And if you have a disease, do a search for health disease on YouTube specifically from Abraham. But in general, you're going to have to learn how to create a positive mindset of general joy, happiness, and appreciation in order to shift your mind into more positive directions so that you can turn that around. And you do that with meditation, positive affirmations, NLP techniques, EFT is another good one, doing rampages of appreciation, writing in a book of positive aspects about things that you like and love. And I recommend any and all books by Abraham, especially the countless techniques that are available to help you get clear, align your vibration, to get focused and happy. I especially recommend you can start out with Asking It Is Given. So go get yourself that book when you're done watching this video. I also recommend the various teachings, training by Tony Robbins on the techniques that he teaches, NLP techniques that are in Personal Power, the Personal Power audio training, and his book Unlimited Power and his other books. All right, meditation. You should be meditating for 15 minutes a day. Give yourself a break every day. Start your day right every day. There's a lot more audios and videos on my website about meditation that teaches you how to meditate. Then you want to do affirmations. Again, I got tons and tons of videos on specific affirmations, how to do affirmations on my video and on my website, videos and audios. I recommend getting yourself a book of positive aspects. Go get yourself a spiral or a nice book and then write my book of positive aspects. And then every morning you want to write about things that you like, love, and appreciate. Things that are easy to like, love, and appreciate. And you want to be reading at least 10 pages of uplifting, self-empowering, law of attraction, success-oriented books, and listening to at least 30 minutes of success, law of attraction, and self-development audios every day. Now, that should be easy because you have this thing called Drive Time University where all you got to do, you drive every day, you go somewhere, at least you drive for at least 30 minutes a day or an hour or more a day, and then you can listen to, there's no excuse not to listen to amazing success training every single day to program yourself for success. And another classic top tip, never ever 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 read or watch or listen to the constant negative news. So start your day every day right by pre-paving your way to health, happiness, vitality, and longevity by doing those key ingredients of success. All right. Now, health key number 3, alkalinization. All diseases exist in an acidic and low oxygen or anaerobic environment. Most people on earth still have a diet that is very acidic, and so naturally they develop countless physical problems. You want to be eating a primarily alkaline diet, a diet with a high water content, which is primarily fruits and vegetables. All proteins are acidic to various degrees. Meats are the most acidic, then dairy, then nuts and seeds are less acidic. And if you truly want to be healthy, then you're going to have to start cutting out a large percentage of animal protein from your diet. If you have a life debilitating disease, then you must immediately become vegan. That's just all there is to it. There is no other choice unless you prefer death. Then keep on your normal course of eating steak for every meal. And of course, get happy. So if you do indulge in a bit of animal protein, then enjoy it. Enjoy every bite. Delight in the lusciousness of it and have fun, and don't give yourself a hard time about anything that you eat. If you eat the ice cream bar, enjoy it, indulge in it, have fun with it. Don't give yourself a hard time about it. Other ways to create an alkaline environment in your body are with green drinks, barley grass, spirulina, juiced vegetables such as carrot juice, etc. Also, using bicarbonate of soda once per day for general maintenance and alkalinization. My favorite way to do it is to take a quarter teaspoon of bicarb of soda, put it in a nice tall glass, squeeze in one full lemon juice, and mix slowly. It's going to fizz all up, so mix that up with a little swizzle stick or chopstick, and when it's all kind of done bubbling, add the top off the whole glass with water. Drinky, drinky. I quite enjoy it. You may not like it so much at first, but the more your body likes enjoying getting alkalinized, the more you're going to love it, and you're going to do it every freaking night. And if you have a life debilitating disease, well then, you know, do that same procedure 3 to 5 times a day. If you have something very, you know, quote-unquote bad like cancer, well, you can use the bicarb maple syrup technique, where you mix bicarb and maple syrup together and eat that, which tricks the cancer cells into eating something that they love, which is sugar, which is their absolute most favorite food. But they hate being alkaline, and by mixing maple syrup with bicarbonate of soda, you create a Trojan horse effect. You can do a search on how to do that technique, or you can contact me, send me a message, and I'll send you the info on how to do that and other alkalinization techniques using bicarb soda. I also recommend, oxygen therapies, Gerson therapy, which I'll talk a little bit more later, ozone therapies, anything that can get oxygen into your body, because, again, diseases exist in acidic, anaerobic environments. Can't exist in oxygen-rich and alkaline environments. All right, health key number 4, breath and the lymphatic system, your lymphatic system. As I said earlier, all diseases exist in anaerobic, low-oxygen, acid-rich environments. And most people do not breathe correctly. They have not been trained to breathe correctly. They typically are not athletic. Do not exercise, which of course oxygenates and detoxes the body. So if you want to be healthy, you're going to have to learn how to breathe correctly and deeply to get a good supply of oxygen into your bloodstream every day. And you want to create a nice, healthy lymphatic system. Now, most people are unhealthy because they do not breathe correctly and deeply, and they do not exercise nearly enough, and generally do not move their bodies enough. Now, your lymphatic system is your detoxification system, but it does not have a pump like your heart does to move the lymphatic fluid around your body. The only thing that moves the lymphatic fluid around your body to carry the toxins out of your body is breath and movement. So that means deep yogic breathing, otherwise known as the Ajaya breath, and of course, exercise. Now, that doesn't mean you have to do a marathon every day. It just means you need to get your body moving a little bit every day and periodically through the day. One of the best and easiest type of exercises that absolutely anybody can do, even the oldest person can do, is bouncing on a mini trampoline. It doesn't mean you have to do backflips or anything. Just bounce, gently bounce up and down. This technique is often called lymphocyzing, or the little mini tramp is often called the lymphocyzer, because bouncing up and down not only exercises every cell in your body, because every jump you do is resisting gravity, but also gets your lymphatic system moving. If you are generally healthy and want to maintain that health, then you need to bounce up and down on a mini tramp every day, or do some other exercise that gets your body and lymphatic system moving. Walk, jog, ride a bike, do the Stairmaster, and of course, do yoga. There's a lot of information and videos on lymphocyzing on the internet. And if you have a debilitating disease, then you need to do lymphocyzing at least 5 to 10 times per day. So, do you want to live? Well, then start lymphocyzing. Start getting your body moving. If you're happy to continue to decay and waste away in pain and die, well, then have at it. Keep complaining. Keep doing no exercise. Keep eating lots of meat. And don't breathe deeply. And enjoy decaying and dying. But if you would prefer to live a healthy and vital life, then start moving and breathing. According to Anthony Robbins, the extensive research that he has done, he is the absolute master of finding the coolest, best, fun things that you can do for your health, vitality, and success. The optimal breathing technique is a ratio of one in one, hold four, and then out two. So however long it takes you to take an in-breath, hold that breath in for four times, and then exhale slowly two times, whatever that number is. So if it takes you 4 seconds to take a nice, slow, deep breath, then hold that breath for 8 to 10 to 16 seconds, and then exhale for at least 8 seconds, nice and gently. Here's a great tip that I've learned to naturally, easily, effortlessly breathe very deeply. I've been trained in countless healing arts throughout the decades, and one thing I've learned on my journey is yoga mudras. Now, yoga mudras are position, hand positions, tongue positions, all kinds of different positions to create healthy states in your body. And if you want to naturally and easily learn how to breathe deeply, just place your tongue like this forward over your bottom teeth, like babies know how to do, between your cheek and gums. And this creates a similar principle as tipping your head back to give somebody mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. It's also the reason why when you grab, when you're dying of thirst and you grab your water bottle, tip your head back and take a big swig of water, if you're not careful, the water goes right down your windpipe. The other breathing recommendation from Tony Robbins is to do the deep breathing periodically through your day. So make this breathing technique a part of your morning session, and then do this periodically through your day. And you can use this to get yourself into a meditative state, because you're focused, when you're focused on your breathing, and you tend to not be thinking, because you, when you're focused on one thing, it's hard to think about something else. So deep breathing gets you focused, gets you not thinking, gets you into a mindless state. And then, of course, deep breathing oxygenates and detoxes your body. So begin your day by sticking your tongue forward over your teeth, between your cheek and gums. Take a nice deep breath through your nose for four or longer sections, seconds. And then hold for, two to four times that. So if you take in, breathe in for 4 seconds, and hold for 8 seconds. And then slowly release to a count of 8 to 16 seconds, or depending on your lung capacity. Just do what feels natural, and do this 10 times and get so that you get really nice and oxygenated and focused and get into a nice meditative state. And you're going to notice a pattern sets in into motion when you start breathing deeper all day, and you'll feel calmer, you'll feel more centered and less reactive as you go through your day. You can do this again at lunchtime and before you go to bed. And if you have health issues, it's absolutely imperative to do deep breathing throughout your day. And of course, it also gets your lymphatic system moving and detoxes your body. So similarly, also highly recommend yoga, exercise, lymphocyzing, and those vibration machines are really good too. Now, a little bit about stress. Stress is perhaps the number one killer on planet Earth, and you can lower your stress level down to zero easily by stopping and taking little mini vacations throughout your day and finding a nice quiet place, sticking your tongue forward, and doing the deep breathing techniques instead of reacting like a Neanderthal to the saber-toothed tiger that is trying to kill you. Instead of reacting out of fear, you can act calmly and consciously by focusing on the most important thing, which is feeling good or feeling better. So when you're feeling like shit, go, okay, what what's going on here? I'm not feeling good, so that means I'm focusing on something I don't like and don't want. What do I want? I want to feel good. So start focusing on something that you do want and do like and something that makes you feel good. And center yourself with deep breathing. Don't let the world control you. Instead, control the world internally from your centered, good-feeling state and watch life improve all around you. And after breathing and meditating, you'll notice that you almost feel high because your brain is so full of oxygen, your body is fully oxygenated, you're feeling full of vitality because you have not been thinking for a while, you're feeling calm and clear. You'll also feel very connected to the force of well-being, to your source. You'll feel excited, inspired, full of energy because now there's some oxygen in your body and you're getting fuel, your cells are getting fuel. And you're going to feel clear and focused. And from this vital, clear, focused state, you'll feel invincible and empowered to do anything. Bum, 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 bum. So use this vibration now to consciously create what you want to be, do, and have in your life. Meditate, get into a nice, blissful state, and then get inspired to take action. Allow that inspiration to guide your actions for maximum creation leverage because you have the power that creates worlds flowing through you. Now, geez, more on breathing. Just a little bit about the sinuses. If you have sinus problems, it's because you're probably a little bit toxic and your body's producing mucus. So if you want to clear out your sinuses, get yourself a neti pot. You can do a search on how to use a neti pot and use salt water to clear them out. All right. Health key number 5, juicing and coffee enemas. Now, that doesn't sound so much fun, does it? Coffee enemas. Decades ago, I started studying alternative cancer healing methods and was introduced to many methods, all of which were increasing oxygenation, alkalinization, and detoxing the body. One method of getting lots of oxygen into the system is ozonating the blood. But ozone therapies pretty much have to be administered by a professional in an alternative clinic. But there are other ways to get quantum levels of oxygen into your system. You can research that on the internet. But one of the most profound cancer health, healing treatments I studied was the Gerson therapy, invented by, I can't remember his first name, but his last name was Gerson. Now, there are many aspects to this therapy, but the basis of it is drinking a massive amount of carrot and other fresh raw vegetable juices every day, and having coffee enemas, which help detox your body through your liver. The protocol for doing coffee enemas is available to you from the Gerson Institute on the internet. And if you're healthy, then just general doing juicing every day or every other day or it's fine and dandy. But if you have a disease, then you need to get into the Gerson protocol and be drinking juices all day and doing 3 coffee enemas a day and the various other protocols that they recommend. Because the juices pull out the toxins and then your liver gets loaded with all those toxins and you need to detox your liver via your colon with the caffeine, as a matter of fact, from the coffee. And if you're healthy, well, then you can also use coffee enemas as just a handy tool once a year, a little yearly detox. If you're feeling sluggish and drained or feel like you're getting the flu, gonna get the flu or cold, do some coffee enemas to clear out the old toxos. So that's the end of part 2, first 5 tips, first 5 health tips, keys. So I hope you enjoyed that and got something from that. Please share it with your friends. Come visit me at my website. Go get yourself a copy of my free Master Keys of Success at freekeysofsuccess.info. My name is Zakiron and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. I hope to see you on part 3.